Is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you. More than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the sounds of Mr. Ollie Woodson. I love you more than you'll ever know. You know where my pitch. And if you hear the sounds of that instrument blowing right up under him, it's the wonderful sounds of Mr. UG Groove, and he is on the love line with you right now. How you doing, UG?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
Oh, my God. Just listening to him get down with you, baby, is awesome.
You know, I mean, I'm sitting there listening to that, and it's like, if you don't get chills listening to his opening line to that song, then there's something wrong. I mean, what a magical, magical voice.
Yes, yes, yes. UG Groove right here on 90.3 FM, The Love Zone. Ollie Woodson was on one of the tracks. Which CD is he on with yours?
That was my Born to Groove CD, which came out in 2007.
Born to Groove.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I knew I wanted to put that song on my album. We kind of did a search for different singers, and the bass player I was working with, Corny Mims, he suggested Ollie, and go, you know what, I knew of him, but I'd never met him personally, and man, he came in and just nailed that song. I mean, he hits the falsetto stuff like, you know, he's so known for at the end of that thing. It was like, there was no hesitation in my mind that was totally the right call for that track.
He just went to it, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough call. I mean, you got to think, doing something that Donny Hathaway made so, you know, popular, it's kind of like hallowed ground. You don't want to kind of, you know, how can you do something that Donny made so popular and nailed so much? But if there was anybody that could do it, it was Ollie Woodson.
Yes, 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 man. So tell us, man, I mean, how was it working in the studio with him? I mean, was it hard to concentrate on your part watching him get down with his? Or were you forced to do it separately?
Yeah, you know what? Fortunately, I didn't have any sax at the time. We had just kind of had the basic rhythm stuff down, and we kind of knew the shape of the song. And you know, because with singers, you never really know until you're cutting with them if it's going to be the right key or whatever. But, you know, he came in. He said he always loved the song. He had never sung the song before, which I thought was kind of ironic as well, too. And after he finished it, he said that it became one of his favorite songs. And I'd come out to see him at a couple of live gigs and sit in with him. And him with me as well around L.A. And we always did that song. We always did that song together. And so it was really kind of cool to have, you know, I guess reintroduced him to that song, and that he could put that on his live gigs. But, you know, he just had such a spirit and just amazing soul to his voice. You know, I mean, you hear of all these singers these days that use things like auto-tune and pitch correction and all that stuff. I think they made the mold for auto-tune and pitch correction around Ollie Woodson. I mean, there was just nothing to do. He was just such an amazing singer.
Didn't need any studio magic or nothing.
No, he just needed a microphone in front of him. I mean, it just completely captured him, you know. And it's, you know, in this day and age where we see all these, you know, American Idols and all these guys that come up and you know, and we're praising them for being great singers, and then you get somebody like Ollie Woodson that comes in and just has this powerhouse sound, you see where a real singer is, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Truly, truly. I mean, and the thing about Ollie Woodson, Ollie didn't need no music to sing. You know, Ali, the one thing about Ali, he sang every time, no matter what. He could be, if he's walking down the street and talking to you, he's going to sing to you.
He's one of those guys that can sing soul into the phone book. You
know, yes, yes, I mean, yes, yes.
Go through the phone book and start making a soul for you, no doubt.
Well, we discussed how it was working. Tell us, I'm sure, because he was a character too. So I know in your recording sessions you had to have some funny moments. Can you take us back to a few?
Oh, man. I mean, just his persona. I mean, his persona is just, you know, it's just so huge. And I just remember his professionalism and his wisdom and stuff that you just see of his years of cutting it live. I mean, you would hear in his voice a little bit, like a little rasp that would start coming
yes,
into
yes.
his voice. And that's the thing that cracked me up. You'd get this little rasp that maybe be great on a live thing, but in the studio, you kind of want to get rid of it a little bit. So instead of him stopping, you know, the take, you know, maybe do another take, he just sings some outrageously loud, like, nasty note. He'll sing it, and it blew out the rasp in his voice, and then he went back to singing this beautiful, delicate thing. And so every time he did that, it just made me laugh. He wasn't going to stop the take. He just knew how to control it so much.
Totally professional, like I was telling Phil Perry. I mean, the man just knew his craft very well. And
yeah, he knew his instrument, and it was a crazy instrument. I mean, you know, talking to Phil Perry, he's got a high range too, you know, but I mean, Ollie just has that, he had that high range that he'd go up for those high notes and like, woo, you know, the chills just go down your back.
Every time. I mean, my wife, she'll never forget the day we seen him in a play. And we up in the balcony, and he was singing a part in the play. And when he went and just where he goes to, you know that place he goes to, he'd be on just a flat surface, and then he just hit it. And when he hit it, I stood up in the balcony, the only person, 400-500 people in the place. I'm standing up saying, "Sing that song, Ollie!" And I turned around, and it wasn't nobody else standing. Everybody looking at me. My wife was like, "You know, you just embarrassed me. You a grown butt man screaming at another man."
Yeah.
Hey, he moved you like that.
That's all right. That was good, you know. And the other side of that probably too, if you notice the technical side, he probably didn't have a microphone anywhere in sight.
Nowhere. Didn't need one.
He pulled the microphone away when he went for those high things because his voice was just so powerful. He didn't need anything.
Every single time, if you watch him live, video, anything, he always move it away, and you know he's getting ready to go there.
Right.
And he has such a professional mic technique, you know. I watched him. I mean, that was one thing when I went out to sing with him. It was sort of hard to pay attention to learning the choreography and the vocals and stuff because watching this master at work was such a awesome sight. Number one, I couldn't believe it that, number one, I'm singing with him, you know. And I'm like, this man called me to sing, and I'm like, okay, now he comes to New York to show me the steps and stuff, and I'm just watching him do it. I'm stumbling all over the place, and he's like, nah, man, it's not like I'm doing this. But he made me do a step like for 2 hours until I got it right, and it paid off. It paid off, too. Totally professional.
You know, and the other side of it wasn't just about him singing. I mean, I know he was a great family man. I knew that from talking to him. And after I did that first session with him, you know, we stayed in touch. He would call just to say hello, and he'd say, you know, drop down this place. I'm playing a little Stevie's or something in Encino in California. And I'd bring my wife, and we'd come out, and we'd just sit there and listen to him and just be around him and it was a great thing. So it went just beyond that session as well too. He was just a great guy the whole way around. He had a great heart, a great spirit, and I was really, really blessed to have known him and really blessed to have worked with him in the capacity that we did.
Yes, we did. UG, baby, I want to thank you for calling in. Like I'm telling all the artists, we're taping, and we want to let you get your words in that you would like to say to Juanita and the family before we go.
Well, you know, I mean, like I said, I appreciate them sharing Ollie and his talents with the world, and I feel so blessed to have to have known him and to work with him, and it's just my pleasure, my honor to be a part of this little tribute to him, the world's gonna miss him on this level, but you know his legacy will live on forever.
That's UG Groove right here on WHCR 90.3 FM.
Said I love you.
The Love Zone salutes one of the greatest temptations of all time, Mr. Ollie Woodson.
It's the one that put the Temptations back on the map, baby. All together now, let's scream. Come on.
Now I'm the kind of guy who don't believe that chivalry is dead.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
His faith was tremendous. His personality, grand. His voice, timeless. The Love Zone remembers the legendary Ali Woodson.
Uh-oh. Do you hear what I hear? Oh, yeah. If you tuned in late, you're listening to a tribute
like heaven
to the late, the great Ali Woodson. Spending an evening with his listeners and some of his friends in the industry right here in the Love Zone. My name is Maurice Watts, better known as The Voice to most of you, and I hope you truly, truly are enjoying this tribute.
Yes, I would do anything for your love. Please listen to me, for your kiss, darling. Yes, I would go anywhere for your kiss. More foolish child. That's why I repeat, for your love, baby. Oh, I'd do anything, anything,
anything.
Yes, I would do anything. Oh,
honest you do, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. For your love, sweet darling, oh, I would do anything, darling, anything you say. Yes, I would do you, really, for honest you do, honest you do. Oh, I love the way you hold me.
Oh,
I even love the way you squeeze me.
Yes, I.
That one there, I'm going to dedicate to the beautiful wife of Ollie Woodson, the lovely Juanita. You got it, darling. You've been hearing me tell you about how I had the pleasure. Back in 2002, I got the call from Ollie Woodson to perform with him. A lot of people ask about that show at the Mohegan Sun Casino. We have a few tracks from it. We want to say hello to the lovely Sheila. She was there. My VIPs who are in the studio, they were there. Ollie Woodson. That man made many, many dreams come true, and he fulfilled mine's for sure. And now I'm watching it in my little boy who grew up loving Ollie Woodson. We're going to take you back to the Mohegan Sun Casino, y'all, where Ollie Woodson pays tribute to David Ruffin on 90.3. Love FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a good old day. You know about that, don't you, Lynn? Shing Shang. Come here, boy. This is my dog, my basketball partner. He think he's slick. But it's all good up in here. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to come by and check us out, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all of your support. And hopefully Jimmy Fox, my man Top Dog, thank y'all for bringing us here. Y'all give them a big round of applause for bringing us here, ladies and gentlemen. You think by chance that maybe we can come back later at one point? Is that all right with you? Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. So right now, we're going to do something that we've never done before. Even when I was with Otis Nim at the time, you know, we would sing this song every now and then, but a lot of people requested it, and we would never put it in the show. But right now, I want to do whatever you guys want us to do for you tonight, if that's all right with you. You'll know this song once we get into it.
The Love Zone salutes one of the greatest temptations of all time, Mr. Ollie Woodson.
Plenty of light. Oh, yeah. A new day is dawning, sunny and bright.
Oh, yeah.
But after I've been crying all night, the sun is cold and the new day seems old. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
oh, since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
the birds are singing and the children are playing. There's plenty of work and the bosses are paying. Not a sad word should a young heart be saying. But fun is a bore, and with money I'm poor.
Since I lost my baby.
Since I lost my baby.
Oh, since I lost my baby. Since I lost my baby.
Since I lost my baby.
Oh, since I lost my baby.
Ollie Woodson and the Emperors of Soul.
David Ruffin was a good friend of mine before he passed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause to the late, great David Ruffin. He was a wonderful human being. We miss him truly. David recorded a song that really touched my heart, and right now we'd like to do it for you. A song called Walk Away From Love. Uh-oh, we got some witnesses out there. Y'all snap your fingers like this if you don't mind. Come on. Come on, right here.
The Love Zone salutes one of the greatest temptations of all time,
it's
Mr.
Ollie
Woodson.
Come on. Woman, you know how much I do, baby, to see. And it's not that I found someone else to take the place of you, listen, baby. It's just a feeling that feels within me. If every time you touch my hand, I don't understand it. And a dread that shakes my body that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving. Oh yes I am, baby. This time I'm playing it smart. I'm gonna walk away from love before love breaks my heart. Than you ever have before. I don't understand, but I know it's gonna take everything I got to keep
walking out the door. I know you know what I'm saying. But these arms that you got around me, baby, will let me go one day. I know they will be. So I'd rather leave you holding on, holding on, girl, than pushing me away. So I'm leaving.
Yes, I am.
This time I gotta play it smart. So tell her love has felt the need to walk away. Oh, my baby, this time I'm playing smart, my mama. God, don't break your heart. Oh, my baby,
take me home, James.
Oh, build me up, take me home, take me home.
Y'all ready to have some fun? Y'all ready to get down? Hit me, Chad. Come on, y'all.
I can turn the gray sky blue.
And I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
Oh,
I can build a castle from a single grain of sand.
I can make a ship sail on dry land.
Hell, but my life is incomplete and I'm so blue. Cause I can't get next to you.
Can't get next to you, baby.
No matter what I do.
Can't get next to you.
I can't get next to you,
baby. Can't get next to you, baby.
So desirable.
All these things I can do. I can get next to you, girl.
I can get next to you,
baby.
I
can get next to you.
Salutes one of the greatest temptations of all time, Mr. Ali Woodson.
People, let me tell you about a place I know. To get in, it don't take much dough.
You can go and do your thing.
Oh, yeah. Got a neon sign outside, said, come in and take a look at your mind. You'd be surprised at what you might find, yeah.
Yeah, so much magic comes out of the sundown. People gather there from all parts of town.
Don't you know it's right there?
Right around the corner.
psychedelic shank. Get on back there. Get on back there. Ooh, billionaire kings and queens, come down and do their thing. You might see anybody there. Just sit on the floor, join in and be who you wanna be. Don't you know it's right there,
right around the corner. Ooh, just cross the tracks.
People I'm talking about, psychedelic chat. Get on back there, better get on back there. She's, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. Was a one-room shack and slept in other children beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time, Lord. I needed something to eat my troubling mind. Yourself a dance when I don't end like that, shabba. For the world of reality is a rat race, but only the strong shabba. It's a dog-eat-dog world, that ain't no lie. It ain't even safe no more. Walk the streets and was the 3rd of September, that day I always remember. Right here, y'all. Yes, I will. Cause that was the day that my daddy died. Oh, no. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about. Mama, I'm depending on you.
trying to tell me the truth. My mama hung her head in shame. She said, son, I hate to tell you, but in his life.
And Mama, some man talking going around town saying Papa had three outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Celebrating the musical career of Mr. Ollie Woodson right here on 90.3 Love FM. All night long, his family, his friends, his loved ones, his music buddies, oh my God, they all have been calling in to say a few words. And on the love line right now is a young man who I witnessed firsthand at Ollie Woodson's home going, singing a song, Amen. You know the title of the song. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one and only Double H himself, Mr. Howard Hewitt. How you doing, Howard?
Good, Maurice. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. You know, it was a sad beginning, but you know what? I'm so happy right now. All the listeners and people calling in to show love to Ollie, man. It's just done lifted my spirit up, baby.
That's good. That's good, man. Ollie, like you said, at the home going, it was a celebration, but it was sad, too, because, you know, I mean, that was my boy. You know, we did a lot of shows together. We were, you know, good friends, the whole thing, and I was honored that they asked me to participate in this in the services.
Yes, yes. And I got to give it to you. You did a beautiful job, man. Beautiful job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much.
We invited everyone to come on board, and we wanted to just take time out to give you the platform to let you tell New York and the United States, because we're transmitting around the world, Japan. People are in the chat room right now from the UK, Germany, London, everywhere, and they're listening to the tribute to the man that just pleased so many people. Why don't you let us know some of the things that he touched upon your life on?
Well, you know, like, you know, the thing about Ollie, and it's just like when I spoke at the home going also, because the thing about Ollie was that he didn't just sing, but he loved to sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Ollie loved to sing, man. I mean, I love to sing too, you know, but Ollie loved, you know, and it was like I could sit and listen to that boy sing like on hours upon hours upon hours, and like, you know, I had the honor of doing a duet with him years ago that never was released. It was this cat named Zane Giles produced it, wrote, and I think he wrote the song too, but he produced the song, but. Ollie and I did it. It was called "It's Only Natural." If I can get an MP3 of it for you, I might get it out to you one pretty soon, Maurice.
You have to get that to me, baby.
Yeah, you can check it out. I mean, it was incredible, and I was like, you know, just doing the duet and singing with Ollie was a crazy honor, you know. And but like, there was a story that I told at the home going, and it's one that I used to love to tell, because even before he passed away, because it depicts his whole enthusiasm, his whole thing as far as singing is concerned. And I was doing this this fundraiser for this organization that my wife and I were affiliated with, and she, my wife, was in charge of the whole music situation, putting the whole thing together this particular year, and of course she volunteered me to put the music together and stuff. So you know, I put everything together, and I put the band together and everything. I was using this bass player, this guy named Cornelius Mims, and Corny had been doing some work with Ollie in that particular time, and he said, man, you should get Ollie to come down here and, you know, and sing, you know, to get Ollie to come in and sing, because I was having a bunch of my friends, you know, just come in and hang out and sing, you know. And I said, you know what, that's a good idea, because if I have Ollie here, that means that I'm not going to have to sing hardly at all.
I remember you told us that, man.
because Ali will get up there and he will sing all night long because he loved to sing. And that's exactly what happened, man. It was like he got up there and did his thing, man. And I just sat back and just listened. I loved it. The voice and his enthusiasm and his dedication to, you know, the talent and the gift that God gave him, man, it was just incredible. He's going to be he will be definitely missed.
I've sat back tonight and I've listened, and you know, me being a fan of Ali and growing up listening to his music and everything and watching him on stage, and then I'm listening to you guys who are up there. I mean, top singers around the world, you, Phil Perry, Bobby Womack, all the singers who are called Dennis Edwards, and I listen to each and every one of you. I mean, you guys are top, and you guys yourself still describes how y'all just sit back there and enjoy watching this man at work, and that's amazing right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a serious testament. Now, I mean, that's one of the things that I want to, you know, achieve in my career, to be able to be, for my peers to look at me and really have, you know, great love for me, man. That's an accomplishment all in itself, and that's one of the things, one of the many things that you strive for in your career and in the integrity of your career, as far as the integrity is concerned. And that's what it was. Ali kept his integrity as far as his gift was concerned, and as far as his instrument was concerned, man. He had an amazing instrument, and people just loved to listen to him sing. And you know, and you're right, you know, for Phil, you know, Phil is accomplished the way he is, and
yes,
you know,
yes.
Everybody from James Ingram to everybody has always been an amazement as far as Ali's instrument is concerned.
Well, Howard, man, I want to take this time out and thank you for calling in to touch upon, you know, how Ali Woodson affected your life and some important and meaning memories that you have with him. And I mean, when I heard you tell that story out in California, it brought joy and laughter amongst the church, man, because yeah. You're then, right. You're exactly
and that's
right.
After that, like I said, in the church too, after that, every time I see Ali, the way I would greet him, I would say, Hollywood singing.
That's, you know, the man, y'all. Double H, Howard Hewitt, right here on the Love Zone. Yo, baby, before you go, what you want to say to Juanita and the family? They're listening to you, man.
I tell them I love them. And Juanita's my homegirl. She's from Akron, Ohio.
She's like, a sweetheart. Sweetheart.
And I'm looking forward to seeing them. We're going to do a tribute to Ali also in Detroit on July 8th, and I'm looking forward to seeing her and the family there also.
You got it, Howard. Thanks for calling, baby.
The Love Zone salutes one of the greatest temptations of all time, Mr. Ali Woodson.
Finding you was incredible. Losing you would be unbearable. For you, I'd go through the roots of fire.
Cause some folks never try. Some folks see an obstacle and never get by. I used to be that way. But the force of your gentle pride, too much is not enough for me. Love, love, I'll go through a fire. I'll do anything
In every way you show me why.
Losing him would be unbearable. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard from Dennis Edwards of the Temptations Review, and one of his powerful, powerful vocal singers is on the love line. Good friend of Ollie Whitson, been knowing him over 35 years back to Alabama. I'm talking about the one and only, the legendary David C. How you doing, David?
Hello there, Marie.
Welcome to the Love Zone.
Thank you for having me on, man.
We was talking earlier, man, and we're going to go down memory lane real quick before I know you got to go, so I just wanted to make sure I got you in on the tribute to Ali, man. Tell New York and people around the world something special that you remember about Ali Woodson.
Man, it'll take all night for me to tell you all that stuff. See, man, Ali and I was in Alabama together. That was long before the Temptation thing. And I think his man is just a wonderful thing you're doing for him tonight, because this man was so talented, man. It was just unbelievable. His voice, his range, and all of that stuff was just unbelievable, man.
Yes.
I couldn't start to say all of the things that I remember about him, but one thing about it, he was a very funny guy. He was always full of laughter. I mean, at any time, this man could make you laugh. And he would tell jokes, and then the first thing out of his mouth, "Hey, you know he lied."
Stop it, David. Stop it.
That's funny, man. And I just enjoy just remembering all of the things that and all of the things that I had to share with him, coming up with him in our younger days and all of that, man. This man was a tremendous talent. And the best thing of all of it, I got to meet his family, man. He got such a beautiful wife, Juanita.
And he loved her so much, so
family.
Dearly.
He got a beautiful daughter and son, man. And I just enjoyed it. And she's very spiritual, too, man. And that was just a wonderful thing. And I know she always kept him on the straight and narrow.
Yes.
So we know we're going to see him again because she kept him right in God's hand all the time. The thing to remember about him is he was a southpaw drummer.
Southpaw,
huh? He really played the drums, man. He played the drums like he was born on.
Well, David, I know I hear you. I know where you are. I'm not going to say where you are. But hey,
Maurice, can I just say one thing?
Who's that? Alex in Boston.
Can I just say one thing, Maurice?
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
It was good seeing you all in L.A., and I just want to say thanks for the Woodson family, and thanks to Juanita for sharing Ali with the world. And he touched many lives with his music, and he will never be forgotten.
Amen.
No way I'll ever be forgotten, man, because as long as Maurice Watts, the voice is on, we'll always be hearing from him.
That's right. We're going to always be in Ali Woodsonville, USA. You guys take it easy. Thanks for calling, fellas.
All right,
baby.
Thanks for having us, man. Say hello to all the listening audience out there from David C.
You just did it, baby.
The Love Zone salutes one of the greatest temptations of all time, Mr. Ali Woodson.
To love. But as fate would have it, here stands a chance. This time, is it real?
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your life so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. Will you still love me tomorrow? Is this a last thing will you still love me tomorrow? Tonight with words unspoken, oh yeah. You say that I'm the only one, and there's nobody else.
Hit it, Ali. Oh my goodness, taking him to church. New York City, we got another one of Ali Whitson's longtime friends on the love line, the wonderful, the beautiful Melissa Morgan. How you doing, baby?
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to 90.3 FM and to the world. They're listening to you all over the world.
This is so wonderful. We're honoring just an icon. He was just such a special, special artist and human being. I am so glad that you're doing this, fam.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you. We're coming to the end of the tribute, so I just wanted to make sure everyone got the chance to say what they wanted to say. And what's upon your heart to say about Ali Whitson and to his family tonight?
Oh, my God. First, my sympathy and my heart and my prayers go out to them because, you know, I know that there is such a big void, because there's a big void in my heart, you know, and I can imagine how big it is for them. But he was a very, very special person who he gave love. He was always positive, and he always just lifted you up and made you feel a little bit better about yourself. And it wasn't through his music, it was through his laugh or through his energy or through his jokes or through just the way that he looked at you or gave you a hug. He was a wonderful person, and I'm going to miss him truly, 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 truly.
That's the beautiful Melissa Morgan right here. I remember the last time the three of us was together. It was at the Apollo. David Hollister was at concert, and me, Ali, and you was together backstage, man.
Oh my God, that's right. And we went back and saw David and everything.
That's right.
I mean, that's how he was. And every time he came into town with his plays, you know, he would call me up and we would go out and we'd go see him. And you know, we just loved hearing him sing and hit that woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. We loved hearing him
do
hit
it, Melissa.
That was Ali's signature right there,
yes,
baby.
Yes, it was. We call it the rooster. Man, when he hit that rooster, it was over.
It was over. We were just all like,
Yes, 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 indeed, darling. Man.
Yeah.
Well, you have a lot of good memories with him. We all do. And I want to thank you, darling, for calling in on the tribute. Juanita is going to try to call in at the end, I believe. They're trying to get her together here. But what would you – did you already say your words to Juanita? Did I miss that?
Oh, no. Yes. I just – you know, her and the kids, you know, okay. Just God bless them. And we're all going to do what we can to keep his memory alive, because so often we lose our artists, and you know, they just their energy and what they gave is just, you know, lost, you know, when they leave us. And it's our job and our duty as artists and friends to keep their energy and their legacy alive as well as our own. So, you know, I just hope she continues to do things, you know, to honor him, that we can, you know, be there for her and keep lifting up, you know, what he brought to us and brought to his audience. He was a wonderful person. He was a wonderful person and a wonderful artist. He really was.
That's the beautiful Melissa Morgan. Thanks for calling, darling.
Thank you so much, Maurice, and God bless you always.
Thank you, baby.
Wonderful.
Extraordinary people.
The Love Zone salutes one of the greatest temptations of all time, Mr. Ali Whitson.
In this world of overrated pleasures, treasures. I'm so glad there is you. I live to love. I love to live with you.
As the love continues to pour in, friends from around the world are calling the one and only member of the Tempting Temptations, Barrington Bo Henderson, is on the love line. How you doing, Barrington?
Hey, Maurice, how you doing, brother? God bless you, bro.
Thank you. Welcome to 90.3 FM, baby.
All right, now.
It was a pleasure seeing you. Pleasure seeing you. It was a sad occasion, but hey, he's going home now, baby.
Yes, yeah, yeah, most definitely. It was just a very special event, and you know, a massive outpour of love. We touched a lot of hearts, and I was just honored to be there,
yes,
to be a part of it.
Real quick, take us down memory lane. What fond moment you remember with Ali Woodson, and share it with the fans and the family.
Oh, bro. Well, you know, I mean, me and Ali, man, we had quite a history. I tell you what. Initially, when we first met, it was kind of funny and rather amusing. I met him at a popular night spot in Hollywood, California, right?
Okay.
This is just as he was coming into the group, and I'm in the men's room, you know, just walking away from urine, you know, and singing and hitting a few notes, you know, and Ali was coming in, and
wait, you walking out singing, hitting some notes, and he coming
in. Hitting some notes, and he's coming in, right? So he grabs my attention and turns me and say, hey, brother, got a pretty nice voice there, bro. He said, but you know, when you hit that note like that, man, just run it on down. And from that point, we struck up a relationship, and you know, made acquaintance, and kept it positive over the years. And ever since then, I've been trying to run it on down.
And you run it down very well, Barrington.
Yeah.
Well, the family is listening, Bo, and I got so many people trying to get in these final 14 minutes, man. What would you like to say to Juanita and the family before you get out?
Oh, I would just like to, say may God bless them. You know, any and everything I can possibly do, feel free to call me. It's a phone call away. Ali was just so special to me. He was like a big brother that I never had, you know, and I feel like I was walking and following his footsteps, you know, from the very beginning, through the temptations, after the temptations, and the same transition that he made into the gospel is something that I also endeavor to do. And so I'll be continuing to follow his footsteps, hopefully, if God is willing.
You got it. That's Barrington Bo Henderson, former lead singer of the Tempting Temptations. Thanks for calling, baby.
All right, brother.
The
God
Love
bless.
Zone salutes one of the greatest temptations of all time, Mr. Ali Woodson.
Celebrate the moment.
New York City, you've heard from all of his friends. You heard from some of the family members. But hey, the queen of the house, of the Woodson house, is on the love line with us. The wonderful, the beautiful Juanita Woodson. How you doing, baby?
I'm okay. I'm overwhelmed, but I'm okay.
Welcome to 90.3 FM right here in New York City. You know, I mean, being overwhelmed, the expressions that these people are showing to Ali tonight, isn't it truly unbelievable?
It's unbelievable. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, thank you so much for the love and the support. I can't express it enough. It's so heartfelt and touching the way people loved my husband, because that's who he was. He was love. And
yes,
he loved to love.
Ali Woodson was one of a kind, an icon. The mold was broken. And you know what? Pastor Noel Jones said it best up there. He was saying some people were upset because Ali, when he knew he was sick, he would still keep going on. But what people didn't realize is that Ali was truly a man. And a man knows his responsibilities. And his responsibilities were to take care of his family by any means necessary. So we was hard on him. We were saying, Wood, you got to slow down, slow down. But all he knew was to take care of his family. And the only way he knew to do it, Juanita, was out there singing, baby. And we want to thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for sharing him with us at times when you wanted him home, when the kids wanted him home, and he just had to go do what he had to do. But always know that it was for y'all. It was for y'all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It brought him the greatest joy. It just lit him up. I mean, there were times that I would say to him, babe, I don't think, you know, you should do this or you should do that. Just take it easy. We're going to be all right. And he'd look at me and he'd say, honey, I got to take care of my family. And it just, you know, I mean, 2 weeks before he passed, I was in the hospital with him and he looked at me in my eyes and he just broke down crying. He said, I just want to take care of my family, babe. And I just, you know, it's to be loved by him is just so incredible. I can't even explain it. I'll never be another him.
Never, never, never. Well, darling, everyone has called in and has expressed their love to you for Ali and for you and the family. And on behalf of the staff right here at WHCR 90.3 FM and all of the Emperors of Soul members that he's ever made a temptation in our own way, because you done had a lot of children come through your house, Dad's Empress of Soul. So we want to thank you for allowing him to bring us into your home and into your lives, and for us being able to share the stage with him as well. And on behalf of all of his other comrades, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And like Magic Johnson said, baby, if there's ever anything you need from me, you got my number, you call me, I'm there for you, baby.
Oh, thank you so much, Maurice. Thank you so much for doing this for him. And thank you, everyone, for loving him the way you do.
Amen. That's Juanita Woodson, y'all. Give her a hand right here on 90.3 Love FM, New York City. Take care of yourself, darling.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Love you.
All righty, baby.
Ali Woodson.
You. 90.3 FM, you're on live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Yep.
Ladies
Maurice.
And gentlemen, this is one of Ali Woodson's former road managers. Real quick, Bob.
No problem, Maurice. I just want to thank you for what you've done for Ali in this tribute.
Thank you very much, Bob. Thanks for calling in, baby.
All right, Maurice. You take care. And I can't say any more than what you and Juanita just said. And, you know, we just loved him. And one quick thing I'd like to say about Ali. All these great entertainers that called in and told their love for him. One thing Ali did that was tremendous is he had his love for his fans. And I remember being at many, many, many shows, and we would close a show, and an hour, hour and a half later, we're still there. He made sure every single fan got a picture or an autograph from him, and he did that for everybody, and the love for all of those fans. And his family was just tremendous to see and be around. And Juanita, I want you to know how much our family loves you. You know we're your East Coast family. And anytime you need something, we're here for you. Thank you, Maurice.
You got it, Bob. That's Bob Grandy. Right now, New York City and everybody around the world, this is your time. We've heard from the celebrities. Now I'm going to open up the phones. 212-491-4685. Here's your chance to get in and say what you want to say. Real quick, make it short and sweet. We got the VIPs in the house. Randy, what you want to say to Ali Woodson's and his family?
I just want to say God love you and so do we.
You got it, baby. Queen, what you want to say, darling?
I just advertise what my husband said. We love you too.
You got it, darling. Yeah. VIP number one, sir.
I'd like to give my condolences to the family. Love you.
Amen. Matt Fred.
Big love from Lady Maverick from New York, y'all.
You got it. We're going live. 90.3 FM, you on live. Hello.
Yeah, it's Theo, Maurice, man. Just want to say that Ali inspires me to do what I do. And there will never, ever be another singer who can squall like Ali.
You got it, baby. Thanks for calling, baby.
All right.
90.3 FM, you on the Ali Woodson tribute.
I just want to say from Sharon Baptist Church in the Bronx that we send all our prayers and love to the family. And God will take care of them no matter what.
You got it, baby. Thanks for calling. 212-491-4685. That's 212-491-4685. You're on Ali Woodson Tribune. Hello.
It is Demetrius.
Hey, Demetrius. How you doing, baby?
All right.
Turn your computer down real quick. Turn your computer down. I'm hearing feedback.
Hello?
Hello,
yeah,
you there?
I'm outside.
Okay. Real quick, Demetrius.
Yeah, I just want to say that I love Ali and I love Juanita.
You got it, D. Thanks for calling, baby.
Okay, thank you, man.
90.3 FM, you're on the Ali Woodson Tribute. Hello.
Hello, Dr. D, bro.
Dr. D.
Yeah, I just want to say the king is dead, long live the king.
Amen.
All right,
thanks,
bro,
for calling, Dr. D.
Anytime, bro.
212-491-4685. Here's your chance. 90.3 FM, hello.
Good evening. I would just like to say that the family is in me and my family's prayers, and God bless his family.
Thank you for calling, darling. 212-491-4685. You're on Ali Woodson Tribute. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is I-95 and Juanita. I just want you to know and the family that I-95 from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, we love you, and Ali is in the bed with me tonight.
You got it, baby. 90.3 FM. Oh, we lost that one. 212-491-4685. Here's your chance to say something to the family. 90.3 FM, hello.
Hello.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Sharon Kennard from Greenwood, South Carolina.
All right, go right ahead, darling.
Okay, I just want to say my condolences to the family. And Ali, we just love him so much.
You got it, baby. Thanks for calling. 90.3 FM, what's your name and where you calling from?
Marsha Park, calling from L.A.
How you doing, Marsha? Real quick, what you want to say, baby?
I just wanted to say thank you for doing this, and on behalf of myself and the members of Tour de Force, we worked with Ali during the last CD, and I just wanted to thank you because this was a pleasure working with Ali.
You got it, baby. Mentioning Tour de Force right here, yeah, baby. It's coming up, Heaven Bound. Thanks for calling, darling.
Thank you.
90.3 FM, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Big Murph from Harlem. Just want to say, man, great tribute. And, brother, keep doing your thing. And my prayers and condolences to the family.
212-491-4685. Thanks for calling, Murph. 90.3 FM, where you calling from and what's your name?
This is Carl Teague, calling just to say you did a wonderful show and your tribute was great, man.
Thank you, Smooth One.
What's happening?
Thank you, baby. Thank you, man. That's my former co-host, y'all, from 92. Thanks for calling. I got to go, Carl.
I'll call you later.
You got it, baby. 90.3 FM, what's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Brian from Little Rock. I just want to say, Ollie, thank you for touching my life, and thank you for sharing your music with the world.
You got it, baby. Thanks for calling. 90.3 FM, what's your name? Where you calling from?
90.3 FM, what's your name? Tell me what's your name.
Hello. Got to go. New York City, that's going to do it for me. I'm going to take one more call. 90.3 FM, what's your name and where you calling from?
Lenore.
Hey, Lenore.
I'm from Harlem, and I just want to give my condolences up to Juanita and the family.
Juanita and the family. You got it, baby. Thanks for calling, darling.
Bye-bye.
To my man that I call Wood, we miss you, baby, but you will live forever and ever right here on WHCR 90.3 Love FM. We will always take him to Ollie, Woodsonville, USA, every Friday night in the Love Zone. Until the next time, peace, love, and blessings. The voice is out of here. Ciao, New York.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.